Welcome, Chambra, to our first 2022 event at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado. Such an amazing time and amazing space.
Yes, as Linda said, welcome. Happy New Year's. We're here for the first shout of the year 2022. I can't even imagine, you know, like 30 years ago
no.
or 40 years ago, even thinking about 2022.
No, it's
it just
like,
was off the radar. And here we are.
And here
we are.
Here we are.
Boy, life is interesting these
That's
days.
That's an understatement.
And we're at the Crimson Circle Connection Center, as Linda mentioned. And we're both a little bit like I'm a little hoarse and a little congested. You are also.
My eyes are a little bit watering. I'm a little nervous and rattled.
Well, and it's actually because, as many of you know, we had a very, very big fire here in this area just, what, 6 days ago.
December 30th.
And the studio survived. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. But there's still the smoke smell in here, and there's still a lot of particulates and everything. So we might be clearing our throats or sneezing or coughing, but we're okay. We're okay. So good to have you all here. And let's talk a little bit about that fire. Sure, a lot of you heard about it in the news. We have gotten emails from Chambra literally all around the world. It was a huge fire. And the good thing is that we're here at the studio today. The studio was not damaged. We had smoke and debris and dust and things like that. But even though the studio was really right in the heart of the fire
zone. Absolutely in the heart of it.
We had this whole thing that Adamus has been talking about with natural protection. It's one thing to talk about it or hear Adamus talk about it, but when you have to live through it and experience it in the way that we did a week ago, it brings a whole different kind of a perspective to it, a whole different meaning and understanding. And let's talk a little bit about the fire.
It was a little over the top if you consider that this is a relatively small community area and over 1,000 homes were destroyed and people's personal belongings and retailers. And
we have Chambra living right here in Louisville and in the surrounding areas. So it took place on December 30th, about noontime, 1 in the afternoon. We had really, really high winds that
Unbelievable
day.
Unbelievable winds.
You know, it gets windy here at times, but this was about the windiest I've ever seen it in town. Winds up to about 160 miles an hour. That's 100 miles an hour, 160 kilometers per hour.
There were literally semi-trailers, trucks that were being blown off the road sideways because it was hurricane-force winds.
Linda and I had both come into town for appointments, going our separate ways, of course. And I literally was just coming into the studio, and the winds were so high that I could barely open my car door. And then I stepped out. I was about to unlock the studio, and just the smoke just engulfed me. I knew it was time to get out. I called Linda, who was just a couple miles away, and said, you really need to get out of town, like, right away. And it wasn't until you stepped outside from where you were that you realized something was terribly, terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong.
The fire raged through Superior, which is the little suburban town next to us, and Louisville. Neither one of these are big towns at all. They're kind of bedroom communities, suburban. And the fires raged through, eventually burning down 1,068 homes and businesses in that short period of time, all fueled by the fire. Miraculously, there was only one life that was lost. It could have been a lot more. 30,000 people were evacuated from Louisville and Superior, and it was just, it was surreal.
And it created everything having to be shut down. All the utilities, water, electricity, gas, internet, everything was down. It was that disastrous.
It was devastating. And oftentimes, you know, we were familiar here with forest fires. But this was a grass fire that then, with the burning embers and the high winds, just it raged through this area.
Quickly, very quickly.
We sat glued to the news for the rest of that night, and not knowing the status of the studio, just down the road from us in a brand new hotel in an area where, you know, there's a Starbucks we go to all the time, and I mean, it's just right across the highway. That whole hotel complex came down. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming, as you can see on these photos here. This is an aerial shot that somebody took from an airplane. I think it was an outbound aircraft. And again, this isn't a forest area.
No.
These are
homes residential.
That you see. Businesses, these are where people's lives are. And it just raged through the area.
The smoke was so thick that they said it was one of the first times they've ever seen smoke on the radar. You never see smoke on the radar. It doesn't have enough density. But that's how thick and strong the smoke was.
So it was harrowing watching this on the news.
So sad.
Wondering about the people we knew that lived in the area, wondering about the studio and all the homes. And then oddly enough, the next morning it snowed.
Oddly enough.
The first responders came in, of course, and there was very little they could do initially because of the winds. You can't fight a fire with those kind of winds. But eventually, by the next morning, things died down. They were able to get into the areas that had been affected. Again, over 1,000 homes and businesses. And many of them right around, just down the street here, absolutely leveled.
Unreal to see it. It was unreal.
Down to the ground. So the flames came within 25 feet. That's about 7 or 8 meters from the Crimson Circle Connection Center. The field right across the way from us burned. And fortunately, there wasn't any damage. We found out that next morning that the building was still standing, which was a huge relief.
Huge relief.
But we're dealing now with the kind of the aftermath. Peter got the studio all cleaned and, you know, it's in good shape, but there's still that smoke smell in the
air. Yeah, you have the smoke and it takes a long time, and the ash is very, very fine. It takes a really lot of work. And as you can imagine, you know, a studio with big open ceilings and all these spaces, it's residual, but I am grateful because we are good, and particularly grateful to Peter, who had kept such a close eye on things, was here for days after the fire, waiting to watch, take care of the studio, to get the utilities back on, to organize whatever was needed.
We had to worry about the pipes bursting. There was no internet. for a while, no electricity. So we were just shut down.
And Peter was the one here holding the space for all of us.
So I want to show you a little map. This shows the fire zone, the burn zone. And you could see it's marked on there with the star where the Crimson Circle Connection Center is. And the fire was all around. And this was one of the few areas that really didn't burn. And, you know, we've driven through the neighborhoods now right around here where there was. And it's just so sad to see the homes that were lost. And but anyway, I was talking to Gina on the phone and working on putting together the slides. And we both commented that that fire zone looks a little strange. And we both commented that, you know, you could overlay a dragon on that, and that's kind of what it looks like. So the dragon certainly was in town for all of this. We've got a little video to show. Somebody shot a drone video the next morning of what the area looked like. And again, keeping in mind that our studio, kind of the heart of Chambra, is right in the middle of all that. Let's take a look at the video.
Truly.
A drone video shot the next morning. These are neighborhoods just down the street from us. And this isn't in some other place in Colorado, just down the street. The fires just raged through, driven by these 100-mile-an-hour winds.
You know, and then there would be one house that would be completely standing in full beauty, and everything around it burned down. There was so much that was inexplicable, and others where there just everything was burned down.
In some places, just one house and other houses around still standing. But there is such a sadness in watching this video.
People lost so much, not just their homes, but all their personal things. Everything that, you know, that they valued physically and more.
It looks like a war zone.
It does.
And again, as I mentioned, the next day it snowed, which in a way helped put out the last of the fires, but such an odd thing going from the one day with these raging fires and then snow the next day.
Well, and that was the amazing part, was that it burned that afternoon and evening, and by the morning it was gone. It was amazing that so much damage happened so quickly. And again, because of the winds, it was nearly impossible to do much to contain it.
It's really beyond the control of the first responders because of the heavy winds. They did all that they could do, but at times there was just nothing they could do.
They also voiced their frustration and challenges for it.
This past week has been busy with restoring things like the gas service and electricity and internet.
Water.
And then all these people that were displaced, finding places for them to live.
It's huge.
It's just a little look at the fire. And again, such a big point in this is that this happened, you know, was a natural occurrence because of the flames and the winds that came through. But that Adamus has talked recently about natural protection, and here we're experiencing it firsthand. And I think it's so sad on one hand to be in the midst of such chaos, but then there's a reassurance for us individually and personally that we do have this natural protection. I think it's really a huge statement as we go into the new year and into the new times, that staying here as masters on the planet, there's going to be a lot of chaos and there's going to be a lot of things that happen, and we can't or shouldn't try to control that. It's not why we're here. But we know that in the midst of all these things that are going on all around us, that we have our own natural protection. The Crimson Circle Connection Center is still standing. It's still here. Again, very minor damage and a week without utilities. But other than that, it's still standing. And there's a sadness to it, and a part of me, the human me, that really doesn't like it at all, what happened, and you want to be able to stop and prevent these things. But it's part of the changing planet right now. And just again, to know that we're in that kind of our own natural protection. So we do want to thank all the Chambre, all of you who sent in emails from all around the world. It was on the world news.
So amazing.
All the Chambre who posted on social media, and just your support.
Oh,
it meant so much to us.
And energy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And by the way, actually today, President Biden is coming to town with the governor of Colorado and surveying the area. I mean, it's that big of a deal that President Biden is coming in and literally going to be within a block of our studio here. Yeah. I think maybe we should go out on the street and wave or something.
Also with the Colorado senator and the governor.
Absolutely. So once again, thank all of you for your support and just
you.
Showing that you
thank
cared.
You.
It meant the world to us.
Thank you.
So with that, let's get back to our regular program here.
Will there ever be regular again?
Afraid not. I had some long, long talks with Adamus during and after this. And not only that, but remember last month we also had our situation where we showed the tree that fell on Villa Amio in Kona, and it landed in such a way it did very, very, very little damage. But I was looking at that the other day thinking, you know, it's one thing after the other. And no, I don't think we go back to what we call a natural or normal.
I know.
So let's go to the Art of Benching, Shaud 3 from last month, from December. Let's take a look at what we talked about in that shaud.
Good.
Welcome to the December 2021 shaud. Welcome each and every one of you from all around the world to this unprecedented time. Never before has a group of humans across the planet been going through their realization and coming into mastery and staying on the planet. I give you my personal thanks for going through what you have been going through, for allowing yourself to be realized, allowing yourself to be an embodied master on the planet. COVID is shaking up systems like never before, and yes, we got it wrong. And I'll be the first to admit that I assumed that it was going to come in fast and leave quickly, but something funny happened along the way. Instead of taking that one great big experience into COVID, they said, humanity, mass consciousness in general, said, let's do a complete house cleaning. There are enough beings who had gone through the dragon in their own life. And in a sense, COVID is very much, it is a dragon. But there are enough Chambre that have gone through the dragon to say, you don't do a little dragon, you do it all the way. You don't do a little bit of house cleaning and then come back in a couple of years and do a little bit more. Let's just do it right now. So perhaps with that light, it helped to influence mass consciousness to say, come in, let's just take care of it right now. As Caldera and Linda were talking about in their opening statement, things happen. And they'll continue to, as long as you're here in mass consciousness on the planet, as long as you're in nature, as long as you're around other people, things are going to happen. Their example recently was the tree falling on the house. But it did very little damage. There was no personal damage. Neither one of them was hurt, nor was Belle. The tree fell because it's nature. Trees fall, and it's not, trees aren't going to stop falling just because you're an embodied master. When things happen, though, and happen right around you, there's a natural protection that happens as you are an embodied master. It is your natural energy It's kind of like an energy field around you that you could be right in the midst of all sorts of drama and all sorts of crazy things right now. You're protected and it's yours. I don't talk much about love for a lot of good reasons, but I'm going to start talking more about it. Love has been highly manipulated. And love is generally something that you have to give to others. And sometimes perhaps receive it for yourself, but it's something that pretty much is promoted as giving it to others. Your soul, your I am, had no idea of what love was until humans came to this planet. Nobody said we were going to go to the planet to experience love because they had no idea what love was. We came to the planet to understand the relationship between consciousness and energy on behalf of your angelic families, who you didn't love because there was no love. So now you come to this planet, you go into this incredible, crazy search for the understanding of energy and consciousness, and what do you find? Love. Pure love. Love for another. A connection so clear, a remembrance, even in this reality, a remembrance of where you came from. With the other person, knowing you both came from a place far, far away, a long time ago. And there was that connection that then sparked this thing that had never been experienced on the planet, love. And ultimately, love became one of the angelic senses. Love is such a beautiful thing when you can openly share with another, share your body, share your deepest, most intimate thoughts, share stories about your journey, share laughter, share going to a movie or taking a long drive. When there's nothing you have to hide, when there's nothing you have to hold back, that's love. Love is that deep trust in yourself and in others. But now we're going to be talking more about, loving yourself. To truly understand energy and consciousness, how they work together, is also understanding how to love yourself. Love yourself means fully accepting yourself, everything, everything. The master was sitting in his cottage one late afternoon, reading a book by the fireplace, enjoying a nice glass of wine. And suddenly, he got one of these bells. A bell going off in his head, and not literally hearing a bell, but it was a nudge. It was a knowingness that suddenly he had to put down the book and put on his cloak and go out for a walk. He walked for about 7 minutes. And finally, he came to the little lake on the campus, surrounded by large, beautiful trees. And there at the park bench, this late afternoon by the lake, was one of his students, Christina, crying. So the master sat down beside Christina. She knew he was there. She could detect it right away. And he just sat, not saying anything, just not trying to inflict himself on Christina, just sat there. At a point, about 5 minutes later, Christina stopped crying, kind of caught her breath, wiped the smudges off of her face. The master reached into his pocket, into his cloak, and pulled out a flask of brandy and handed it to her without a word. She took a big hit off of it, and then a deep sigh of relief. Christina said to the master, finally said, it's just not my destiny to ever know love. And my counselor said that the real reason, what's really happening here, is that I have a wounded inner child. And she wants me to do an inner child retreat. Finally, when she had kind of exhausted herself from speaking, finally the master said, Christina, the problem has nothing to do with a wounded inner child. It's the wounded adult, actually. I want you to close your eyes for a moment, Christina. And remember when you first came to this planet in this lifetime, when you were born into this lifetime. I want you to remember what it was like to have such a pure knowingness of why you were here on the planet. A pure knowingness of what you wanted to do and where you wanted to go. And this stayed with you. She felt into it for a while, and it just started streaming through her. The beauty of this crystal clear young child that she was, and then all the challenges, all the clouds and the shadows and the darkness of humanity swirling and causing her to, that inner child, to go into hiding, but not wounded. It was going in to protect itself so it could emerge at the right time with clarity. Dear Chambra, you don't have wounded inner childs. You have that inner self, that youthful, bright, innocent, pure knowingness of yourself that has been hidden away for a long time. It's not wounded. It never was. Human, the adult, the teenager maybe. And it's been kind of put away, sheltered from the craziness of life, but it's time to bring that back.
Well, that was really actually a very beautiful channel, yeah. And it talked a little too much about what's really been going on.
Yeah, yeah. But Adamus did talk about love.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of had made comments in the past that he's not a big promoter of love and relationships and all the rest of that, but he said he was going to start talking more about it.
Well, I like that I'm truly getting clear about his reason for being so skeptical, and it's because there is so much abuse and distortion.
Yeah.
And so and there's more of that than there is probably the other way, but I'm there now.
Anyway, great recap, and now let's take a look at the upcoming events that we have going on, and what's one of the best ways to start the new year?
Let's see. I always want more perspective. So where can I get more
perspective of
2022?
Maybe a Sedona Journal. You could look at all the predictions and the prophecies.
Are you trying to be funny?
That was funny.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's not funny.
How about Adamus's Pronos 2022? That's his annual planning forecast. And it's gotten to be quite a thing. Pronos 2022. The Pronos series started in 2014, I believe. And they've really evolved.
They have.
They're not for the faint of heart. No. They can be controversial at times. Adamus doesn't hold back.
No.
It's not fluffy predictions about which celebrities are going to get divorced or not, because they're all going to get divorced. but he's really takes a look at the trends and the directions for the planet.
Well, he wants to do it all by himself. We tried it with some guests, and Adamus didn't actually care for that so much.
Well, no, I think he wanted the time for himself. And
that's what I'm saying.
He's trying to make a point and doesn't want it confused with other people.
Exactly.
But he's
willing to take full credit.
He is. He's talked a lot about technology in the last couple of years. Mm. And initially we had some Chambers, I don't want to hear all about technology and I'm not into that. Well, you know, he doesn't get into the technical part of technology, but he talks about why technology is such a driving force on the planet right now for everything. It drives the economy, it drives the changes, it drives everything.
It has an effect and it impacts almost everything we do more and more.
And this Pronos coming on January 22nd, 2022, that kind of nice number matching there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to shift a little bit. He's going to really talk about physics or meta physics for masters.
You've been awful busy at night in your sleep and getting real intense. I mean, has this been, I bet this has been
Pronos. He's been talking to me a lot about it.
I wondered about that.
You know, we have our traditional physics that we all are part of. We have gravity and we have time and space and all the rest of these. He's going to be talking now about metaphysics. Or
like Sedona metaphysics?
Not that type of metaphysics. Okay. The uber physics, super physics, beyond physics. And saying literally, we need to absolutely, it's a must if you're going to be a master and stay on the planet to understand the true meta or beyond physics.
Okay.
And that's what he's going to be talking about. And talking about also the influence that they're going to have on the planet as we, as the scientists and physicists make breakthrough discoveries this year and into the coming years. So Pronos 2022, it's online. It's January 22nd. You can't miss that number. You know, it's 01222022. I thought that was kind of nice. Anyway, that's coming up soon. Let's take a little look at the trailer for Pronos 2022.
Okay.
I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain. When you came into this lifetime, you knew it was going to be a time of change on this planet. You knew you wanted to be here, along with other Chambra, to radiate your consciousness and illuminate potentials. You knew it was going to be an epic turning point for humanity, but nobody knew how it was going to unfold. That's why we've created Pronos, the annual forecast for the planet and humanity. The planet sits at the crossroads of unprecedented changes. The human mind and biology are long overdue for an update. It's the time for birthing a new human species. Nearly every system on the planet is in the midst of change, from finance to manufacturing, medical and technical, political and religious. Even the environment is experiencing changes with the departure of Gaia as the gatekeeper, so humans can take full responsibility for nature. Higher levels of consciousness on the planet have allowed for extraordinary advancements in technology, and this new technology is changing nearly every aspect of human life at quantum speed. As I said years ago, everything goes new, and that's exactly what's happening. In Pronos, we explore the trends and directions of the planet for the next 25 to 30 years. It's essential information for any master choosing to stay here in order to understand not only what's happening, but also why it's happening. Join me for the new edition of Pronos on January 22nd, 2022, for the latest planetary update. It will open your eyes, your mind, and your consciousness to learn where the planet is headed in the years to come.
I hope you can imagine the value there is in Adamus sharing his perspective of where we are and where it's going.
And I have been chatting with him a lot about Pronos 2022. Linda knows, because a lot of times the chats are in the middle of the night and I'm literally, I mean, I'm asleep, but I'm moving around. I'm talking in my sleep. I'm in meetings and that. And I don't know how you get any sleep.
Well, I don't get a lot, but it's somewhat entertaining.
But just don't record it. We don't need to see it. But he's been talking a lot about physics and metaphysics. We're all familiar with the term metaphysicians. It's been around forever, but literally now he's going to be delving into the new physics that's coming to the planet and how we're going to be, as Chambra, we're going to be aware of them very, very early on. We're going to be incorporating them into our lives. So it's going to be fascinating, but Adamus is also going to talk about how it's, you know, it's wonderful, but yet it's still difficult on the human suddenly changing our basis, changing our anchor points, changing our perceptions and views of things. So it's exciting, but it's going to be challenging in many ways.
What's the coincidence of the word meta being used more and more?
I've noticed that. Yeah.
I mean, it's like all of a sudden now that's all I hear is like Facebook now is meta.
Meta. And people are no longer talking about the universe. They're talking about the metaverse. And yeah, it's so funny sometimes to watch
the synchronicity,
you know, what we're doing. And then years or even just a few years later, it's now going into mass consciousness. I've seen it with so many things.
It's so weird.
It is and it's not. Yeah. Anyway, Pronos 2022, know what's up ahead. Tune in. It's going to be, I think, usually three or four sessions, but pretty dynamic. Pretty dynamic.
I suspect.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
I really am. Okay. I mean, I'm going to be nervous as hell the day that we do it. We're doing it live online. By the way, it's not a pre-record, and I'm going to be nervous, and you know me, I'm not always that pleasant to be around.
You're kind of a big guy, and when you're edgy, it's a little interesting.
But we love you. Anyway, right after that, and probably much needed, will be Aspectology.
Oh, boy, especially
online.
After that.
After that, you're really going to need Aspectology. Yeah, Aspectology Online is coming January 28th to the 30th.
It's core material.
It is.
Right behind SES. There's so much to learn about yourself and to be aware of about your parts and pieces of self and how to optimize those parts and pieces.
Original content was from Tobias, one of his great schools, one of his great things that he left behind for us, with updates from Adamus.
And, oh, yes, of course.
Well, you know, I remember at first when Adamus told us he was going to be updating SES and Aspectology, we're like, oh, geez. But actually, they work out really, 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 they're really good, Adamus. They're really good.
And I can explain that. What happened was they were originally done by Tobias, and then after Adamus came in, that was like after the new energy. And so Adamus added the new energy to it, and the original one is more of the seeing it, healing it, working with it. And what Adamus adds is then how to apply it to your life in a positive way also.
Absolutely. Linda and I are live hosting it right here from the studio.
Very exciting. All weekend.
We're here with you, with our production crew. And we only do it live hosted. You know, it's not something you just go into the store and get when you want. There's something about bringing together the group from around the world. We've had, upwards to 1,800 people at a time for some of the online events. And with Aspectology, you're here with people from every different part of the world. You can connect and communicate in the chat room, and we're here too.
And you know it. You know it. You can feel it. We feel you, and we are truly here energetically. No matter where you are, we're with you.
Tobias called it the new energy psychology. Let's take a look at this little clip to see what he meant by that.
Each of us at times find ourselves in difficult or challenging circumstances. Whether these situations are clearly self-created or appear to be the product of chance, it's frustrating when life goes into disarray. From things like self-sabotage, bad luck, and debilitating fear, to harassment from other people and repeating patterns of failure, it can seem that the odds are always stacked against you. But there's actually nothing wrong. You're simply playing out old unconscious patterns. All too often, these episodes are caused by unintegrated aspects, parts of our personality operating unconsciously and triggering difficulties of all kinds. Once you understand what's really happening, you can get back in the driver's seat of your life. The new energy psychology called Aspectology is based on the understanding that you are whole and complete at the core. This new and very effective path to genuine healing requires a deep commitment to self. Those who have made this ongoing choice have reported remarkable inner renewal, the end of destructive patterns, and profound life changes. This new energy psychology will provide you a new understanding for true restoration. Aspectology, for giving you back to yourself.
Feel into it. See if it's right for you. And it's been translated into 15 different languages. So there's a lot of access for everyone.
Yeah, and the important thing, too, is that aspectology, the premise is that at your core, at your center, nothing's broken or wrong. You're not a born a sinner and all the rest of that. It's just that we've had all these experiences in our lives that kind of gets us away from that. Aspectology helps you to recognize what you've created with your aspects and gives you the tools to bring them back home.
Right.
So again, something I'm looking very forward to. We're going to talk now about upcoming live events, most of them or all of them in Kona. But just a word before we do, for all the live events, due to this whole COVID era that we live in, all of our in-person events, the registration fees are fully refundable if you're traveling from outside the U.S.
Right.
And we've done that because we know a lot of you in Europe or Asia or Australia, you make plans to come and then for some reason the airlines or the governments or whatever, you're not able to make it. You get a full refund if you do sign up. In the U.S., it's a little bit different because
there aren't the same restrictions.
Not the same restrictions.
And it has been honoring and stunning to see how many people, when they tell us their stories of what the journey they had to create to get to an event on Hawaii. And so we're so honored for anyone that has been able to show up.
Let's take a look at some of the upcoming events in February, which is just around the corner, believe it or not. Over Valentine's, we're doing the Kasama reunion.
Okay.
If you've taken part of Kasama or what used to be called Energy Works, this is a reunion requested by Adamus.
Exactly.
And we do have spaces open on that.
There are quite a few spaces open for that.
Then Masters in Communication, which is going to be March 21 through 25 in Kona. There are spaces available on that. That's a really great workshop. We've done it once or twice now. Really, really good. There are spaces available. And then in April, we go back to doing an online class. And which one is this?
Oh, Master Code.
Master Code Online. That's in the middle of April. We're going to be live hosting it from Kona, Hawaii. We do have a lot of e-readers that with the language translations. And also doing it live online from Kona, you know, with people from all around the world. This is right up there, I would say, with aspectology, SES. It's very, very, very strong.
It very, very gives, again, more new, clear perspectives you couldn't have imagined. And it just really puts things in place for everyone in their own way.
Then April 10th through the 14th, we're doing the first ever time traveling with Adamus from Kona. That should be interesting. I have no idea what that's going to be
about. There aren't as many spaces. Oh, no, that's sold out.
Sold out, yeah. Sold out almost right away.
Yeah,
and then followed up with that, another Masters in Communication in Kona, April 24th through the 28th. We have spaces available on that. And, you know, just think about it, you know, March, April time frame, even February. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it could be a long, gray, cold winter. You're just going to want to get away, come to Villa Amyo in
Hawaii. That tropical paradise.
And the bell will be there to greet you, and Adamus.
We'll be there to greet you.
We'll be there. Yeah, absolutely. And then going into May 10th through the 14th, once again in Kona, we have the other second time traveling with Adamus. We still have room on this for that time traveling.
We do.
So quite a few live events. And again, if you're interested in signing up, but you're worried about, you know, is it going to work out? We'll offer a full refund to those outside the U.S. if you're not able to make it in. No questions asked.
And as you know, those are very small, intimate events. All the events on Kona, with less than 40 people. And we do proper distancing and whatever's needed. And again, with a group that size, you have such an opportunity, everyone does, to interact with Adamus. So they tend to be, people tend to really enjoy those events.
And we have a couple of parties. We have a welcome reception the night before the first day, somewhere along the line. We have a pizza party. And I have more fun at those, getting together with Chambra.
Just getting to know him.
Sitting out around the pool late at night, having a glass of wine.
Sharing
the stories, the laughter. I mean, You know, we always take pictures of the workshop, you know, right. sitting there, they all look the same. We need to be getting pictures of sitting around at night and some of the fun and the antics and the everything.
Some people don't want
their picture taken, right? Including me, I think. Yeah. Don't put me in that picture. Anyway, then coming in June 2020, we're just announcing this for the first time other than in the magazine. We have SES Online, Sexual Energy School, probably the core Crimson,
the core
Circle,
Crimson Circle class.
We offer it twice a year, once in the summer, once right, usually about December. And it continues to be extremely popular with Chambra. Many people repeat it, take it over.
It's the only class that is required for live events. And it's based on the fact that you learn so much about managing your energy, and everyone feels that difference.
Linda and I will be hosting it live from the Crimson Circle Connection Center right here in Louisville, Colorado, in June. So if you haven't taken it, or you've taken it and you want to kind of update, because people say you could listen to this a dozen times and still pick up on different levels of things.
We even have teachers that used to teach it that are taking it again.
Exactly. Overall, about, you know, we do surveys on all these. Overall, about 72% say it's life-changing. 24% say it's a good, positive experience. That's a pretty high endorsement from Chambra of this class. Rarely, if ever, get anybody saying they don't like it. It's tough, and it pushes you, definitely pushes you, but it's so valuable in terms of learning about managing your own energy.
And that evolves ever after that. You're never the same.
Absolutely. Then after that, this summer, also Threshold Online. Threshold is something that we did for many years all around the world,
yes,
in small groups. And Adamas finally said, let's do it online. I didn't know how that was going to work, but it worked pretty good.
It worked.
We're doing Threshold Online at July 8th through the 10th. And it's really, Adamas says, encountering your dragon.
It's a journey.
Really the last thing you do before realization. And it's a non-machio, no BS approach. It's really one of the great classes also. So we do it once a year online. We're going to be doing it in July. So a couple other notes here.
Okay.
So we were originally scheduled going years back to be going to Europe in September. We love going there in September, but because of COVID, we had to cancel. Then we had to cancel again. And we made the tough decision that we'll have to cancel again this year, this whole coronavirus thing is still crazy, making travel, booking hotels even almost impossible.
Well, and it's very challenging. And one of the big things is that every time there's any kind to go inter-country within Europe is not easy with COVID. It constantly changes and you can get stuck and not be able to move or go anywhere. Then you have the distancing. So maybe you have an event like in Bled where you have almost 500 people. Now they say, oh, you can only have 100. It just, there's so many unknowns.
Risky. Too risky.
Too risky,
yep.
Too complicated. And as much as we'd love to do it, we're going to let it go. And then we're going to allow us to do like we did online the last 2 years and really present something that we feel you will enjoy and appreciate.
We're going to be doing Dream of the Merlin online, as we've done the Merlin events the last couple of years online. They've actually been really, really good and very popular. More people can access them. But I have to say that Linda and I do miss going to Europe, being with Chambra, doing the live events. It was very, very difficult to once again have to cancel. And it's just, there's too many factors working against it.
Well,
so we hope you understand.
And even when we, you know, talked to the different properties we were working with, they said that it was so uncertain for them also. They said, you know, individual stuff, no, you know, that's okay. But they said any
group,
kind of a group event is so sketchy and unpredictable.
Okay, now time for a good deep breath and
I need
time
one.
For the Chambra news.
Okay.
For all the news that's fit to print or fit to talk about. So let's go talk about the Schomburg magazine, first of all. It's a monthly magazine. I don't know how many years we've been doing it now, but consistently for about 15 years. This is where you get all the news and information, great articles, some really good articles this month, as there always are, but this month really touched me with some of them. We don't do a lot of emails. We're not constantly blasting you with these, you know, emails about events or products or whatever. We do it once a month in the Schomburg magazine. The art, the graphics, the articles are great, and it's loaded with all the information you need to know. So make sure to check it out. It's online. It's free. So check it out online.
And everything you want to know is always, it's right there in the magazine. All, any information at all, it nearly the basics are right there.
Let's talk about a new product that just came out this week, announced in the magazine, okay. Of course. It is the MasterPause series, I Am Worthy. Adamus picked that topic, and it's probably really fitting for right now going into
more
this
than ever.
New year to make 2022 the year of worthiness. You know, the master pauses are designed exactly as that, little pauses along the way. Life is crazy and things are going nuts. You just take a pause once in a while and listen to these, not a lot of words, you know, beautiful music. It's a reflection. It's a time for a pause. So let's take a look at Master's Pause, I Am Worthy, just a little bit of it in this trailer. Welcome to I Am Worthy. The whole subject of worthiness is really a part of the whole journey of understanding energy. Through this desire, through the coming to worthiness within yourself, it's helped the angelic beings and therefore the human beings understand how to work with their energy, how to accept the energy, how to let it serve them. So while most of the other angelic senses are more outward looking about the outer perception, ultimately inner, but starting with the outer, things like beauty. This whole subject of worthiness is one of the small number of the inward looking, the deep inward looking angelic senses. Worth, the understanding of how to allow energy to serve you. Not just as a human, but as an angelic being. So I've asked Linda to put together my questions and bounce those off of me so I can give the answers. After that, we're going to have a Marab to bring this all together.
So Adamus, what is worthiness?
It's a natural state of being in the acceptance of your energy, of yourself, of all that you are, of the I am that I am.
Worthy of what?
Worthy of what? Well, that all depends. Worthy of what? It could be worthy of love, a big issue for so many humans. It could be worthy of money, another big issue, something that we've dealt with a lot with Schomburg. It could be worthy of health, something that we're addressing quite a bit right now. When we're talking about the light body, or what I prefer to call the free energy body, worthy of a body that is yours, that's your temple, worthy of affection from others, worthy of self-love.
Who determines if you're worthy?
Initially, it's the people around you. that really you use to determine your level of worthiness as a human on the planet. Eventually, you take it inside. Eventually, you realize that you've had enough data from them, you've had enough input. You realize that it has to come from within. It has to be you acknowledging yourself as worthy of your energy. You acknowledging yourself in spite of anything you might have done up until now, that you are worthy of your own energy. Let's take a deep breath right now and just allow worthiness. The human thinks in terms of worthiness. Am I good enough for something, for other people, for my job, for God? But ultimately, worthiness is just about saying, I am ready for my energy. We talk about worthiness being an angelic sense. It goes far beyond just what we're doing here right now, the human in their energy. It's an angelic sense. That's a way of perceiving yourself. Let's take a good deep breath. I am worthy. It's simple, it's natural, and it's about time. It's about time.
I think we're all ready for that. More than ready.
You could download I Am Worthy, part of the Master Pause series, in the Crimson Circle store. It is a download, and I believe right now the price is like $25 or something.
It's the early bird price.
So yes. I am worthy. I am worthy.
Absolutely. Oh, and we want to remind you about making light body with Kathumi.
Absolutely. We talked about the product last month, but it's been very popular and a lot of people talking about it on social media. Kathumi's Making Light Body. It's 5 sessions, about 5 hours total of material. He talks about what the light body is. He talks about how to bring it into your life. At times very funny, or he thought so, and at times just very, very profound. But basically, Kathumi talks about the light body being a natural evolution of the human species. It's something that happens naturally, but by understanding what's happening, how it's happening, it makes it a lot easier to have happen with your body.
It is quite wonderful. Kathumi definitely has a way of charming you to hear his message.
Yeah, yeah. It's just $125. And you have access online for 90 days for Kathumi's Making Light Body. It's available in the Crimson Circle store. And finally, our spotlight product of the month. You know, we started doing this a little while ago when we realized we have so much good stuff in the archives. Even we forget about it or what's it about. So every month now we've been featuring a new product. This month it's the Oslo Sessions. Remember that, Linda? We were in Oslo, Norway back in June 2006. And it's featuring Tobias, of course. And even back then, he was talking about releasing the controls and the limitations. He's talking about it's safe to release it because it's all yours. I mean, this was long before Adama started talking about it's all your energy. Tobias was saying it's all yours anyway. That's why it's safe to release the controls.
So he was introducing those concepts and then Adamus built on it.
Yeah, or pretended like they were his. You know. But anyway, the Oslo sessions are downloadable. It also has a text transcript. They're available in many different languages and just $40. Really good material.
Really good material.
Yeah. So I'm so glad we're doing the spotlight. Well, let's take a little look at, it's a listen because there's no video. It's audio for the Oslo sessions.
And this is Tobias, not Adamus.
Tobias.
Thank you. Controls were put into place because you didn't trust yourself. You didn't trust your body or your mind or your spirit. So you placed on these false controls. What is controlling? It doesn't come from the body itself. Your body just wants to flow. Your body wants to be in a continual state of energy movement and rejuvenation. That is its natural state of being. The mind has been programmed to think and believe in certain ways, but it actually is not the control center. The spirit doesn't control. So where does this control come from? It's actually from your humanness. There's an aspect called the human self, and it is the one thing that you identify with more than anything else. It is you here right now, but it is limited. It is not the full you. It is the human nature to put controls on things when you don't feel safe. When you get to a point of feeling so safe with your body and your mind and your spirit, there's no need to have any protection. The sovereign beings exist in their own dimension, always. In your dimension, there is no need for any controls or any protection. Why? Because it is you. You're taking ownership of it. You're claiming your full sovereign being.
Well, there you go. That was all said back in 2006. What was that, 16 years ago? I was listening to this thinking, my gosh, it was all being said back then. It's all yours. You can let go of the control because it's safe. And Tobias was talking about it. I mean,
Jeff,
back then.
Gene has been in particular trying to point that out to you repeatedly.
I know, but I don't listen. Yeah. And this is just $40. You got it all right there. Anyway, Oslo sessions are available in the Crimson Circle store. Before we go on break, I just want to have a very, very special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels. You know, even when this fire thing was going on last week, and, you know, it's harrowing. You just wonder, is the studio going to be here? And, you know, I was a little nervous about everything, and as you
anxiety,
were.
Anxiety, disquieting.
And, you know, we just feel into the angels. So it's about 1,000 of them worldwide who are the energetic financial backbone of the Crimson Circle. And we can't thank you enough, particularly in these difficult and challenging times. People ask us sometimes, how do you guys keep going? The traveling, the all the activities, everything you do, how do you keep going? It's very simple, because we just feel into the love and the support of the Crimson Circle Angels. So
many reached out. Many of you, we could feel you even without direct contact. We know you're there, and it means so much to us.
We don't talk about the angels very often. They're a very quiet group. They're not beating their chests. But we couldn't help talking about them again this month. There's an article also in the Schomburg magazine, because when the things get really tough, you're the ones that we feel into. We feel that support. We got your emails, and we got the phone calls from you this last week with the fires going on.
Energy messages.
So we want to know that we love you and we truly appreciate you.
Truly.
If you'd like to become a Crimson Circle Angel, check out the More section on the Crimson Circle website. So it's time now to take a break, a much-needed break, time for a little coffee, time to kind
take
of recalibrate.
Care of you.
We'll be back at the bottom of the hour for Adama St. Germain in the Art of Benching series number 4,
I believe.
It is.
Again, this is a good time to take care of you, get some fresh air, and hydrate.
Great. See y'all in just a few minutes. Thank you for being here.